I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Saving Sex and the City 3.
or
Sex and the City 4. Not even saving, just it.
Yeah, we actually saved it. We saved Sex and the City 3.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Saved it.
We saved it.
And now I'm
podcast
here with Ryder Doyle. Yeah. And we're moving on to Sex and the City 4, which is bucking tradition, but... You know what? I'm a disruptor.
And in these times, in this economy.
In this economy.
We gotta pitch and make as many things as we can.
Yeah. So we're continuing where we left off when we last checked in with our girls. You really set things up for the perfect sequel.
Well,
fourquel.
I think we did it together. All I did was give some pitches and then we ended up in the Middle East. And I'm pretty sure that we ended up in just sort of like... The Middle East, like there
like
is no, yeah, the, like, is it Dubai? Like, what airport did they fly into? Is Dubai even the Middle East?
Yes.
Is it lower?
I would say okay, yes. The lower Middle East
lower
side.
Middle East, like Southeast Asia, like lower Middle East Asia. I don't know.
The Middle East, yeah, I think Dubai classifies as,
I mean,
Emmy.
Okay, great. So the setup that we have going right now is that...
We'll refresh your memory in case you're just tuning in.
Yeah, last time on Sex and the City 3.
Samantha had Lyme disease and invited all the girls out to her country house,
mm-hmm.
where she was slowly but surely wasting away. And...
Little did they know that she was actually out to kill Carrie especially, but I'm sure all of them in
all
general.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Needed to die, but first and foremost, Carrie. And Samantha had her co-conspirators were her hot assistant, Michelle, a man who is her caretaker, mm-hmm. and Burger.
Oh, twist.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who held Carrie up at gunpoint because Carrie was going every day to Barney's to try on shoes because Big had died and she was trying on the shoes that Big had given her. So Big is now dead. And
Burger's dead.
Burger's dead.
Samantha's dead.
Yep. Michelle is dead.
Michelle dead.
Many members of the dance troupe that Steve is now a part of are dead.
Yes, that's the most devastating death. But Steve is alive and well.
Yeah.
And the girls were able to escape after they killed Samantha. And lo and behold, Aiden showed up because he too lives in upstate New York.
Yeah, and heard many gunshots.
Yeah, and so he came to investigate and found... all the girls there.
Plus Jennifer Hudson. With a large taxi van.
Yeah. She started a like thriving. Taxi. Like,
dial 77777.
Yeah.
I mean, like
a
the
Mercedes.
Whole thing. Yeah.
Like yeah. Big Real Housewives yeah. vans. And Aiden.
Okay. Go ahead.
Aiden saved them. Uh-huh. And they took off for the Middle East because Charlotte's daughter, Lily... has run away from home.
Her 13-year-old daughter, who did not want her Chinese-themed bat mitzvah, has run away pretending to have flown to China, but has actually flown to the Middle East.
Yeah.
To become a member of ISIS.
Mm-hmm. And so the girls landed in the Middle East. They met Bianca, played by Michelle Pfeiffer, who is just like a shrewd, fox-like, chic woman.
Journalist
who's there to cover the story of Lily.
This radicalized, adopted, Asian, Hasidic Jew from the Upper East Side.
Yeah.
13-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she's kind of the new Samantha in the group.
Right, exactly. And they realize in that moment that they have some sort of connection. I guess we really wrapped it up with they had a real connection and they all get in a van driving into the Middle Eastern sunset to make you wait 1 year to start
Sex in the City 4.
Whatever the music.
So the music starts, obviously, with Sex in the City 4 in like a very Middle Eastern-inspired version of the Sex in the City
You've
theme
heard it
song.
Before, honey. We did it. They did it in the second movie.
Yeah. So this time, do they just fly to Dubai because that's like the only Middle Eastern area that they truly know?
Yes. I think that you fly to Dubai and then like
you figure it out.
Yeah, you like charter a private plane from there. But honestly, they were doing all of this in the car with like minimal upstate New York service.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're like, oh my God, just get me on like the last flight to Dubai. Something that we find out in like as the music is starting and like maybe we catch a glimpse of the van, it's like, oh wow, like we're just like picking up right where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we can hear Charlotte complaining about how everyone got to sit in business and she had to sit
in
the back of the airport.
Because it's hard to secure six tickets.
It's so tough.
Last minute to Dubai.
Yeah.
So Charlotte is in the back. Mm-hmm. She's given up on being a Hasidic Jew.
Absolutely.
And we found out in the last movie that she was only doing it because she got like a pixie cut and she was really self-conscious about it.
But it actually looks
incredible.
Incredible.
She's channeling Mia Farrow, Rosemary's Baby, but brunette.
Yeah. And I mean, that face structure, those cheekbones, honey, she's living.
I see it in my mind's eye and I'm like, Kristen Davis, please do this.
Yeah. I mean,
when is it happening?
The next podcast is Kristen Davis, please do this.
Yeah.
And it's just like just hours and hours.
Encouraging her with like various reasons why she should get this pixie cut.
Yes.
And the podcast never stops until she does it.
Yes, exactly.
It's daily.
Yes, it's daily. There's like a rabid fan base of people who are just like going to her house with like scissors, like trying to like people pretending to be plumbers, like going to like try and cut her hair.
Yeah, in public, she like can't go out anymore without a bodyguard because people are cutting her hair.
Kristen Davis, please do this.
It takes off and goes viral.
KDP, what is it?
KDPDT.
Hashtag KDPDT. You guys start this hashtag.
Yes, let's start the movement now. The sooner we start it, the sooner she cuts.
And the sooner I feel like Sex in the City 4 like becomes a reality.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
So
we can't get backing without her having done it because people need to see that it looks good.
Yeah. Okay. People like if someone's listening, I know that there are some listeners of this podcast that have really good Photoshop skills.
Come on.
I need you to do a Kristen Davis pixie cut. You know who you are.
And with the hashtag KDPDD.
Yes.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. You know who you are and you're great.
So, okay. I think let's come up with the plot, like the general kind of plot for the four characters, including Bianca. And then we'll like map it out.
Okay, great.
Okay.
First of all, I think we should start with Kristen since we're there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had mentioned, which I think is such a great idea, in the Sex and the City 3 kind of ending tease, that one of the girls would have to go undercover to make sure that to find Lily and to like bring her back.
Yeah.
And I think it has to be Kristen.
Okay.
Because they eventually have to have some sort of like mother-daughter thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Bianca and like this very long 20-minute exposition that is happening while they're touring each other's rooms in a hotel.
Yeah.
We find out like what needs to happen and how it needs to happen. So Bianca is actually fully downloading us on ISIS and what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay? Bianca's an ISIS expert.
Expert.
She's like the head of ISIS for like the New York Times. Like the, whoever that woman was that did their podcast, yes. Caliphate, that's Bianca.
Absolutely.
Like we optioned her life rights and then cast Michelle Pfeiffer to play her as Bianca in Sex and the City.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you're welcome. That podcast was great, but this is the true legacy you'll be leaving.
Michelle Pfeiffer. You look good.
So Bianca is there to get Lily back, but also like break like a crazy story about ISIS.
Crazy story. So I feel like this is something that we should suspect from the get out, but that it's like it almost feels too convenient.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And like her encouraging all the girls that to the one of them has to go undercover, like they have to do this thing, blah 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 blah. That is all coming from her, and it almost feels suspicious from the jump. You should feel that uneasy energy from her, which like I feel someone always feels from like a Samantha Bianca type.
Definitely.
You know, kind of like wow, very pushy.
Yeah. Very pushy, and also like, why is this your job when you look the way you do?
Yep. Yes. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Very Mission Impossible. I think there's stuff like that going
totally.
On.
Totally.
But also, since Kristen has, since Charlotte has this haircut, I think that she is getting the side eye in the Middle East.
Yeah. People, as soon as she lands, I feel like people are really, like, she's now so modern.
Yeah.
And, like, her journey of going from being a Hasidic Jew to now just being, like, pixie cut Charlotte is, like, she's, like, the modern woman.
Yes. And when she was sitting in the back of the plane, it got really, really hot, and then someone spilled a drink on her, and she had to take her coat off. It spilled on her coat, and now she's just wearing, like, a camisole and a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she's, like, redefined herself. But she's in the Middle East, where that's very frowned upon.
Yeah. She's kind of giving us, like, Winona Ryder, like, young Winona Ryder, waify, kind of pixie realness.
Yeah.
And people in the Middle East are not into her look.
No.
She's getting all the side eyes. And also, like, I think men are just being, like, disgusting to her.
Yeah.
Like, they want her to cover up. And she...
But they're tantalized.
Yeah, they're tantalized. Like, she is bewitching.
Yeah.
But dangerous.
And she's, but dangerous.
Yeah, she's never experienced this kind of allure before. Like, I feel like men are approaching her, offering her like millions of dollars to come on their yacht.
Yes.
And then other men are like threatening to kill her.
Yes.
And she's never had this crazy of a reaction to her looks in her
like,
life.
She's like initially, and we'll get to what it does for her later, but initially it scares the living bejesus out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she's just like, what are we doing here? Like, we'll never find Lily. Like, you know, I feel like I'm a completely different person. I'm a terrible mother. I'm like got this haircut and like my tits are out. Like, she's like all over the place.
I think if Charlotte gets approached to model, and so, and she decides like that's her kind of way in. And in the short time that they're in the Middle East, she becomes like kind of a celebrity figure.
Okay. Okay. So I want to piggyback on the celebrity figure thing because we'll leave her there and we'll go in this direction, which is the biggest celebrity to have hit Dubai in like the past like 10 years, other than like Calvin Harris, you know, like that really, and Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Is Shuffle Off to Steve Aloe.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot.
He, the Dubai airport is a ruckus.
Yeah.
With like, with the fact that Steve has landed.
The reason that they were even able to get tickets on the plane last minute was because it was for Steve. And so everyone thinks that like, Shuffle Up to Steve. What is it?
Shuffle off to Steve-a-lo.
Shuffle off to Steve-a-lo.
But for short, Shuffle Steve.
Shuffle
which
Steve,
I love that you came up with that.
Shuffle off to Steve-a-lo. That's his Instagram handle.
Yeah, but that is. But those, and that's where he popped off.
Yeah, and his nearest and dearest call him Shuffle Steve.
Yes, exactly.
So word gets around that like Steve is going to be like touching down in the Middle East for like a visit.
Yeah.
And it's like a huge celebrity like welcome wagon.
Yes.
And like So he is the one that's able to secure everyone seats on the plane and the hotel.
Yeah, and the hotel. And when they get out of the airport, there's like people like screaming, like a total fandom.
Signs.
And you know, Carrie has had a recent retouch with fame because like over now people Barney's. Want the book deals yeah. because of the Barney's shooting. Mm-hmm. And like...
And just her profile in general.
Yeah, and she thinks like it's known. For her. Mm-hmm. And like no one really understands how famous Steve is because if you're not plugged into that world, it's like beauty it's like, YouTubers. It's yeah. like, I don't understand that, but they have like 18 million subscribers, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, people get a real glimpse of how famous Steve is.
Yeah. And I think Steve is so famous and that like... When he and Charlotte, like, the way that everyone's walking out into the airport is, like, Miranda's kind of walking ahead, and he and Charlotte are walking together.
Oh, my God.
So people think yes. that Steve and Charlotte are together, and, oh, and that's why she gets so famous.
Yes, and they're all over the Daily Mail. Like, yes. it's like, it is, like, shuffle up to Steve-O and unnamed pixie cut.
Wave.
Winona Ryder realness, yeah. realness.
Shows off her thin pins in like.
Yes.
And her perky bosom.
Yes.
In like a tank and skirt combo.
Exactly.
So everyone's like, who's that girl with Steve-O?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just goes wild.
Everyone goes wild. And Miranda is.
I think Miranda's cool with
She's
it.
She's cool. Okay.
She's like, you know what?
Oh. You know what? She sees dollar signs.
Yeah.
Miranda's like, guess what? I'm your manager now.
Mm-hmm, exactly. She's like, and I think Steve thinks that she's going to be pissed. So he's kind of like
yeah.
tiptoeing. And she's like, no, this is great. She's like, she's I've like, already you booked get- you. Mm-hmm. She's like booked him on several photo yeah. shoots.
She's like, you get to Charlotte do what out. You love. I get to do what I love.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, I mean, thank God Samantha's dead because yeah. that manager is out of the way. Miranda is now the manager.
Yeah.
She owns a management company called Miranda Rights.
That she started that on the plane.
She started on the
plane. She like incorporated yeah, yes. on the 13th.
Well, she's a lawyer, so she incorporated herself. Yeah, like she's done it
done
all.
It quick.
Yeah.
And she's like completely pivoted.
Yeah.
She's been given a new lease on life because she's found purpose. Because before she was like just a housewife or like working at that weird crunchy law firm.
Yeah, exactly.
And now she's like fully activated
yeah.
and she's going to make them money, but also help the greater cause, which is find Lily.
Yeah, find Lily. Because if anything, like this sort of covert celebrity reach out is something that could like really like, okay, wait, I'm sorry, it just mm-hmm. hit me.
Okay.
Miranda, and maybe we're too far along. Oh God. Miranda thinks up the idea that they should have a concert that they know that the terrorists will try and bomb, and it's a Steve shuffle off to Steve-O dance concert.
Okay, I love that.
Okay, so that is
so
coming.
Just think about that.
Yes.
Yeah. So amidst all of this, I think that Carrie is irritated that she's not being appreciated. No
Absolutely.
One really cares about her in the same way. She just came from like the most intense situation where like multiple people were trying to murder her and had like a devil shrine to her in their yep. basement to yep. like touch down in the Middle East. And like everyone's freaking out over everyone else.
Yeah.
But me.
I think it's really fun to have her be the fourth string for the first time and to
yeah.
like kind of let the movie take off without her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it would be horrifying for her and for Sarah Jessica Parker in general, which yeah. I think would be really fun.
Which would be great for us.
Yes.
So Carrie's like, what the fuck is going on? And she's also, if you'll recall, having a moment of crisis with her love for fashion.
Yep.
Because if you'll remember, Big had a heart attack and she missed him dying because she was too busy trying on a dress in her huge walk-in closet.
And Kim and Samantha wanted to kill her for the very same reasons, which is that she always put fashion over other people.
Mm-hmm. And so did Berger. So she's heard multiple times yeah. that like you care way too much about fashion. It's causing negative things to happen in your yeah. life. And let's not forget that Aiden is also there. So I think that they're mm-hmm. having a bit of a reconnecting
Absolutely.
Moment.
Yes, they very much are. I will say that also, if you remember at the end of the last fake movie, mm-hmm. Is that she is like has fallen into the dirt and like thrown her heels away and essentially is totally dirty.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah.
And she never, ever, ever changes. Mm-hmm. And therefore, like when they get off the plane, like Charlotte's like a brand new woman. Like yeah. everyone's like walking out for this like slow mo shot and we see her like limping behind them.
Yeah. She's like one shoe on.
Yeah. Like dirty everywhere.
She, her hair's kind of like dreadlocksy.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and
like the roots aren't cute anymore.
No, and yeah. it's kind of matted because she like didn't have time to brush it. Yeah. And like it's just a whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe Carrie gets stuck in coach.
Carrie is second coach. You're
Carrie's
absolutely right.
Second coach, and then Charlotte is on first.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
With Steve yes. and the rest of the gang.
Somehow Carrie gets pushed to the back.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I like this. I like where that is going.
Okay, cool. So and so she and Aiden end up like reconnecting mm-hmm. and exploring their relationship. And
they're
like
exploring their relationship
now.
But you know he loves the quote-unquote Middle East, right?
He
that was established in the second film.
Yeah, so he knows it well.
He knows
so
it
he's
so
the perfect
well.
Tour guide for them to like have.
Except I think he has hoes in different area codes.
Oh hell yes.
So everywhere they go, I know,
walking around yeah. a souk with your leather jacket, picking out rugs
yeah.
and not have like 25 women lining up to like fuck the shit out of you.
That he's already fucked the shit out of.
Yeah.
And I think that that is like really gonna creep in on Carrie. So she's not only feeling like fourth string in her friend group, like even Bianca takes precedent over her.
Yeah.
But also every single where she goes, every single place she goes.
I was going every single where.
Also, I think in the last episode of this, I said limes the whole time and you never corrected me.
Well, I heard that it's rude to like correct people's pronunciation of things.
I mean, if it's going to last her on the internet, correct my damn
Well,
ass.
Okay. I was like, well, because then I said limes a couple times well, to make you feel better.
Well, I traded to lime when I heard you say lime.
Then I said lime because I was like, I can't keep this charade up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you said lime. So then I was like, oh my God, she's right. Because I know in my heart and in my soul.
I knew you
that
knew.
That you, yes, I knew all
I knew
of those
you
things.
Knew. I wanted to just give
I
you the
kept
opportunity.
Going back.
Which I kind of like.
I was like a limesaholic. Like, I couldn't stop doing it.
Maybe Samantha did have Lyme's disease, which is a whole separate...
Multiple ticks.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you get Lyme once and you get Lyme's.
Yeah, Lyme's is like a whole, a new thing, a new version of Lyme disease that they'll discover in
anyway,
a few years. By the time Sex and the City 3 comes out, we will have tapped into Lyme's disease and that will be heavily featured in the movie.
I just want to say that the only reason I came back to do the Sex and the City 4 movie is that I could go on the record
correct.
And say that I know better than that.
You're like, mic drop, goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so let's go back to the beginning. And I think the Aiden pulls up to the airport. They all like get out of the car. There's like a run through the airport, yeah. like craziness.
Yeah.
And they've figured out like tickets and stuff on like in the car.
Right.
So they're kind of like passing out tickets to everyone.
Yeah.
Steve's
yeah.
like, okay, these are yours. These are yours. Carrie, here's yours. Okay, we gotta
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
And like in that moment, she doesn't realize. So they all walk into first class and Carrie.
Wait, no. Wait. I think even when they get to security, they like. Everyone goes into one line. They're like, sorry, ma'am, you're in the line with like every other person in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, they usher everyone through.
Really quickly through. Like they're beeping going off. Like Aiden has 8 guns on him or something. And they're yeah. still letting him go through. And
he has open carry permit.
Yes. And carry is international open carry.
Airplane open carry.
Yeah. And Carrie is standing like with like 100 like moms and babies, like screaming, crying moms and babies.
Yeah. And I feel like she even makes a comment like when, cause like Steve meets up with probably like some attendants to like help him get on the plane in the group.
Right.
And then Carrie's like, oh, it's good to be back. And then they're like, sorry, ma'am, you're like in this line.
Yes.
And then Steve's like, I'm sorry. Like, do you want me to trade with you? And then she kind of just in that moment has to be like, no, it's fine.
Yeah. And it's so, her version of sacrifice.
Yeah. That's her greatest sacrifice.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
she
yeah.
realizes in that moment, it's not yeah. really about her. So she like won't make Steve trade.
But also, like, Steve, oh, that's the thing, is that when he's like, do you want to trade with me? He's being mobbed by people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people in the airport are, like, looking at him.
They're like, he's, like, getting every few people are stopping to get selfies. And, he gives everyone the picture. Absolutely. Even when it's an emergency. Yeah.
And he's like, hey, listen, do you want to trade? I mean, it's probably dangerous for me to sit in economy, but, like,
but I'll
totally
do it.
Would.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just how Steve is.
Yeah.
That's why he is so famous.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And so Carrie's like, no, it's fine. And so then she, like, trudges through security with, like, one shoe on.
Yeah.
And, like, has to buy. I feel like she has to buy, like, a pair of flip-flops.
They have no bags, by the way, which is a huge part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they just went immediately from almost getting murdered to the airport.
Yeah.
So Carrie's like, maybe all the girls, like, they go into, like, the first class, like, mall area in Tom Bradley International. Yeah. And there's, like, a whole, like, they're like, we have to shop for our trip. And then they all, like, go shopping and get new outfits and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Carrie's kind of, like, limping finally out of security. And she, like, sees them trying on clothes. Yeah. And then, but then Coach is boarding immediately. So she can't.
She tries to buy, like, a shirt from, like, Pringle or whatever, you know, like, it's like terrible.
It's like I Heart LA. Heart. I forgot they're in New York.
Oh, they're in New York.
Not Tom Bradley.
Right.
Me.
She tries to buy one of those, but, like, the line is too short. I mean,
yeah. That and would she be... doesn't have her card. It's like a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
So she's just being trolled and has to, like, get on the airport with her dirty clothes and one shoe.
Yeah. And she's in a full middle seat. In the back, near the garbage. I mean, near the bathroom.
Like a seat that won't even go recline.
No.
It's just like a straight up middle seat.
Yeah, and both of the seats next to her do recline.
Yeah. And hers is broken. Her TV is broken.
Oh my God.
She's sitting next to
15-hour flight.
Yeah, like, she's, like, sitting next. There's, like, a definite, like, problematic, like, fat joke where she, like, sits next to, like, two larger people. And then she's just like... And so... She can't even write, like, because she has no computer.
She can't even write. And she does do, like, a little bit of, like, the comeback sort of moment where she goes up to first class and they immediately escort her back.
Yeah. She's tried to get up there multiple times and they're like, ma'am, you need to sit down.
She's like, I'm just trying to talk to my friend.
Yeah.
Her and child is missing.
And, like,
and Charlotte is watching a movie. She's watching Frozen, laughing hysterically, like, living her life, like, not worried about Lily at all.
Not worried whatsoever.
Yeah.
Every worry melts away when you're in your first class.
That's absolutely right.
So...
Oh, and they're probably on Emirates.
On Emirates.
There's, like, showers.
Yeah. So they're, like, living it up.
Oh,
Emirates is even nicer than when they flew the
first
time.
Like, Miranda and Steve fuck in a shower. Like, in a montage. By the way, you guys, we're in a montage. This is the second minute of this movie.
So Miranda and Steve's relationship has, like, never been hotter. Like, this danger and, like, his fame and, like, her newfound...
Hips.
Like, yeah.
She can dance now.
She can dance now.
Yeah.
And... he kind of is on the plane. Like, we see them reconnecting and really rediscovering each other.
Yeah.
And this is where Miranda, like, they're all kind of powwowing on the plane. They're like, okay, like, Charlotte, can you pay attention?
Right.
Charlotte. And, like, finally, like, Miranda, like, rips out Charlotte's earbuds. And she's like, Charlotte, we have to figure out how to get Lily.
That's Frozen, you guys.
So they're kind of, like, trying to hash out, like, what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And then Charlotte's, like, unhelpful. Like, she has no real good idea. She just, like, is freaking out, like, being a naysayer. Being like, ISIS has her! Like, they're going to get her! And, like...
How did they come... Wait. Oh, the radio. They heard on a radio transmission that Lily was now...
Radicalized,
yes.
Well, maybe Bianca told them...
Right. Well, they do know from the basement that essentially that this has happened, and they're like, oh my God, we know that's her. But right.
And then
they
Bianca
haven't
confirmed.
Met Bianca yet.
Oh, true. Okay.
Okay.
True.
Okay, hold on, Bianca.
Okay, so they are trying to figure out, like, what's what, and then Steve's like, well, maybe I could, like, get in touch with some people once I'm down. Like, I have a pretty big fan base.
Yeah, when I get some service, I can DM some people.
Yeah, and then I think that's when Miranda has said, like, I'm on it. She's like, you're going to need, like, do you have representation out here?
Yes. She's like, you get some sleep.
Maybe Steve has built this whole following just on his own with no reps, no lawyers, nothing. And so Miranda's
because
like,
it's always been a secret.
Yeah, it's been his secret.
It's a
lie.
Secret off to Steve alone.
Yeah, so Miranda's like trying to kind of get a sense of like his whole secret life. And yeah. He tells her this and she's like, what? And so then she's like, you go to sleep. I've got this.
I've got some work to do.
Yeah, they fuck like crazy.
While they're fucking, she's incorporating.
Yeah, she's on her BlackBerry, yeah, yeah. Sending emails, yeah. Like paying the fees.
Airdropping things. Yeah.
And so then as soon as they touch down, Miranda's like Steve's point person.
Yep.
And they're walking out of the airport, and that's when we see like Steve gets mobbed. He's walking with Charlotte. Everyone's like, oh my God, who is that woman?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Who's he with? And then Miranda kind of sees all this going on and like smiles to herself. Yeah. Like everything's going really well.
Yeah. And like putting her hands together, like yeah. Just so excited.
And I think she's also like to Steve, she's like, just play along with what everyone's saying and doing. Mm-hmm. And like they get finally out to the car service and he's like, Miranda, we ride. And she's like, no, you should ride with your girlfriend, don't you think? And like yeah. Kind of winks. And then he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Charlotte's kind of like, what? Huh? What's going on? Like yeah. Doesn't really understand.
Right, exactly. Lily!
So Miranda has like arranged, like she's put the message out that like shuffle off Steve-O is right. In town and sets them up to go into this like super luxe like hotel.
Right. I just want to say that when they get in the car, the driver turns around and it is Jennifer Hudson.
How about, okay, wait. So they get in the car and like they see that the taxi company is like her name.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my God. And then also like maybe Aiden waits for Carrie's like way behind because she had to like go through customs and stuff. Yeah. And like everyone else got breezed through. And Aiden's like, I'll wait for Carrie. Like, I'll get her out of here. Yeah. You guys go ahead. We'll wait. And so yeah. We see that like.
And they like took her Gucci belt. Like they took like the last like bastion of anything, yeah. Any label that she had.
Yeah. And Carrie's like just looking bedraggled after this yes. Flight. Like she looks like she did on the cover of that magazine when it's like single and fabulous. And she looked like hell. She was like 10 times worse than that. And Aiden's being really nice, but like everyone knows that she looks like shit.
Yeah.
So when they get in the car, the driver turns around and it's Jennifer Hudson. And she's like, you didn't think you could shake me that easily, did you?
Yeah.
And so I think Jennifer has now also flown to the Middle East because she has a bone to pick with Carrie.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's also, it even could be just stemming from the fact that like in the first movie, like all they did is go to like some West Village cafe. She's like, I didn't even get to go on the trip in the second one. You didn't even write me into the second one.
Yeah, like suddenly I was gone and then I like got engaged
to this
guy. You gave
me a purse and I was engaged and then you...
And then like we never spoke again.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like I emailed you. I set up all your emails. I emailed you a bunch of times.
And Carrie's like, well, you're so empowered now. You have your own business. And she's like, I did that in spite of you. I did that just like so my Facebook friends could see how successful I was. I wanted you to know and understand how successful I am.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I'll be your driver now for this trip. And you
and
will
she drives
see.
Like a damn maniac.
Yeah. She's like fast and furious.
Yes.
Like Tokyo Drift style driving.
Yeah. So we get this great helicopter shot of the shuffle off to Steve-O, Charlotte, Miranda, Bianca. Oh, wait. We still have to address Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
But we get a great shot of that car. And mm-hmm. Then we get a wild shot of like the Jennifer Hudson car behind them. What's her name in the movies again?
Louise.
When
they set off from the airport, Carrie's like, they're at least like 20 minutes ahead of us. And then Louise is like, that's not a problem. And then she's just like driving like a
time is relative.
Yeah. And they like, she like swerves when they get to the hotel. She like swerves in front of them and like screeches the tires out and like throws Carrie out of the car. Yeah. So
actually, I think it's good that we left Bianca where she is because I think she needs to be in the lobby of the hotel, getting her hotel room. I feel like that's where we need to meet her.
They see her in the airport.
Okay.
And she's wearing a really chic, all white outfit with her floppy hat. And then there's kind of just like there's eye contact.
Well,
but
there's a moment, there's that heart palpitation of, oh my God.
Is this Samantha? Yeah. But
we killed the bitch.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like this she's like an apparition, but then it's like, oh, whatever. Then when they arrive at the hotel.
And the hotel is, by the way, Lindsay Lohan's hotel in Dubai.
Yes.
And she is, becomes a central character.
By the time Sex and the City 4 comes out, Lindsay Lohan has expanded Club Lohan into now a thriving chain of hotels.
Did you actually,
there is a hotel?
Yes. She put it up on her Instagram clubs. And she took it down. It is like its own island in Dubai.
Lohan Island.
Yeah.
So they check into Lohan Island. Yeah. And Steve obviously gets everything comped because
also, Lohan Island is a really good scary movie. If we want to go in that direction, I'm not sure.
True. Lohan Island welcomes Steve and all his like crew to stay for as long as they need to stay.
Yeah. And it is filled with Lohan Island is filled with Instagram stars.
Yeah.
And they're all young and so hot, which mm-hmm. I think is also going to ruin Carrie's life.
Yeah. Like, she's, like, so excited to just check into a hotel and chill out. And this is, like, Vegas on crack. And on even more crack.
And all they have for her is, like, everyone else gets these amazing rooms. And they're like, oh, Carrie, because they get like they're right after her.
Mm-hmm.
She just gets like the shittiest like little cabana, like
she gets a really shitty room.
Basement hut.
Yeah, it's like two double size beds, and Aiden's being chill. He's like, I'll stay in the room with you, Carrie.
Yeah, he's and like I brought a tent anyway. I was gonna sleep outside. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, he was like gonna even check into maybe a different hotel or like go see one of his many lovers.
Right,
but he's like, I'll bunk with you, Carrie B. And like he's just like calling her a little nickname.
Yeah,
like
yeah, that's cute.
You know how he is.
Yeah,
and so they all check into the hotel, mm-hmm. and that's when they see Bianca again.
Yeah, but now she's not in the white thing anymore. Now she's in like a full bathing suit, see-through caftan, big hat, glasses, heels.
Mm-hmm.
She's like essentially everything that those girls always thought that they were, but they were just on TV.
Yeah,
you know. And mm-hmm. she's Michelle Pfeiffer's a movie star.
Oh, she's a movie star. Yeah. You like are taken away by her beauty,
right?
And poise.
And she walks up to Carrie and she's like, Carrie Bradshaw, right? And Carrie, for the first moment in the movie, is like, yes, yes, yes. Like someone recognizes her.
Yeah.
She's like, I used to read your articles. I also wrote for the Times when you wrote for the whatever she
the
wrote.
Star.
The Star. My word.
She's like, your column really did a lot for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Carrie is just like, she's loving it.
Oh my God. She's basking. And she's like, but as she's saying that, then Bianca turns and she's like, well, it was nice to see you, but you're not here. You're not who I'm supposed to be talking to. She turns to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, are you here to find Lily? What were you going to say? It's better.
I was going to say, we need to chat.
We need to chat.
And she's like, I want to profile you for the Times.
Yeah.
And write about like your relationship, your daughter, like I'm just seeing it all. Like I'm seeing it all, like
and your haircut.
Your haircut. Yeah. And I want people to know who you are and I want them to know your story. And so Charlotte's like kind of weirded out, but Miranda's like, she'll do it. And like because Miranda's now making deals for Charlotte.
Oh my God,
and
absolutely.
Steve. She's like full-blown stage mom.
Yes, yes, yes.
So Bianca's like, amazing. I can't wait. She's like, meet me by the pool tomorrow and we'll start the interview process. And she's like, toodaloo, ladies. And like walks off.
And then turns away and she goes, by the way, don't eat the yogurt.
The yogurt shit. Don't eat it. And then, she walks away.
And then you just hear her go, Lindsay! And we don't see Lindsay.
We never see Lindsay in the movie, but she's always like around
the corner. Lindsay!
And people are referencing her. Yeah. They're like, oh, Lindsay wouldn't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think Carrie tries to argue to have like a better room.
Yeah.
And she's like, can I just have like, and they're like, how many Twitter followers do you have? And she's like, I don't tweet.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't have any Instagram followers. She like doesn't really have like a phone, so to speak.
And they're like, well, hold on. Let's call Lindsay.
Yeah.
And they call Lindsay and you can just hear like, bah, 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 you know, on the other
they're
end.
They're very hushed into the receiver. They're like,
yeah.
And then you just hear like, bah! Like, and they hang up and they're like, Lindsay says no. So Carrie is delegated to her like weird two double bed basement room with not a lot of natural light.
None.
But maybe it's like right next to the pool. So all day she hears like people partying by the pool and like girls screaming and like taking selfies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like her truest nightmare. And so everyone checks in and like gets settled.
And this is where we take a really long tour of Lohan Island.
Yeah.
So it's like,
they're like, let's meet for the tour, like later, like wash up, get like, get your grooves back.
Yeah.
And like, we'll meet up in an hour and tour the island.
Yes.
So they're all like, they ride around like on a golf cart. And we see all that Lohan Island has to offer.
Sweeping music, like just like aerial views, like we get every single inch of it, much like they did in the second film.
Yeah.
The twist here is that around like multiple corners, we just see like a little head, like a little like head with like sunglasses, like you can't tell who they are, like peering out behind them. So they're sort of being watched.
Okay. Yeah. I love that.
They're, like,
they're being surveilled.
Happening? Yes.
So, and also when Stevelo and everyone checked into their glamorous rooms, they were gifted an entire new wardrobe of all of all the most recent collections from like every designer brand.
Yes.
Like literal closets worth of clothing.
Yeah.
So they all come down and then Carrie like had to, I feel like Carrie, I want to say it, but I also am scared.
Don't do it.
Carrie's like, can I, are there any clothes around? And then they give her a burqa to wear.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to say that.
I was like, I feel weird, but I also just feel.
But that is the movie. It is the movie. I was going to say the alternative to that is that, everyone else is wearing these like beautiful, like these beautiful collections, like designers. And she had to buy like a shirt with Lindsay Lohan's face on it that she wears the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like a dress.
Okay, wait, I have it. So she's like, she calls the front desk and she's like, I just was wondering if you could bring like a couple items from like the gift shop or something that I could wear. Cause like, I don't have any outfits. And they're like, sure, sure. We'll be right there. And someone comes and they're like, okay, we have two options for you. One is this t-shirt with Lindsay Lohan's face.
Yeah.
Two is a burqa. And then Carrie can have a really, the extreme problematic moment of looking at the burqa and going, ooh, oh like making God. A face and then being like, I'll take the shirt.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. And so Carrie's in a shirt with Lindsay Lohan's face and like rhinestones.
Absolutely.
It's like an airbrush, like air, like painting with like rhinestones. Mm-hmm. And it just says like Lohan Island.
Which we actually need for our real lives.
I'm like,
salivating over your
I'm
idea.
Making that merch. Like that merch has to happen.
Has to.
So Carrie's wearing this huge oversized shirt that actually looks kind of chic.
Actually, well, you know, it is very chic, and I think that she is wearing like kitten pump. Like, what shoe are we putting her in?
She has like, she finds a pair of shoes like
in
the
steals them from the pool. So it's like her, the only window that she has is like essentially like a butts where everyone like puts their like clothes down and she like steals a pair of shoes.
Yeah. She sees like a really sparkly pair of like really good shoes.
Yeah.
And then they happen to just be her size.
Yes.
Lucky day.
Lucky day.
So she's fully, and once her hair is like blown out again and it's curly, like she's kind of
she's
killing
taking
it.
A shower.
Yeah.
She's
cleaned
she's
up her act.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah. And even Aiden comments, he's like, you clean up nice, Carrie B. And she's like, thanks. So they go on this tour.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
They're in the golf cart and we see like a little head like
yeah, who's
watching
spying
them
on them.
Yeah. And I think we also see like we see pictures being taken.
Oh, yeah. And we see, like, through the lens, like, when they mm-hmm. do that thing in film where, like, we get to see through binoculars.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we
Who are they really focusing in?
They're focusing in on Steve and Charlotte at first, and you think that it's just, like, a paparazzi moment.
Very good.
But then they focus in on
Bianca.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And as an audience member, you're just like, what?
Yeah.
But you're like, also like, why?
Why?
So
during the tour, by the way, while this is happening, this is where Bianca's kind of telling us a lot about herself, because we mm-hmm. really need to be downloaded on who she is.
Yeah. And she joins the tour. P.S. I don't think we had specified that.
No, no. Yeah. She like, joins the tour. Excuse yeah. us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she wasn't supposed to be on the tour. She knows everything about Lohan Island.
Yeah.
She essentially sees them and she's like at the bar as they're like as they're golf carting.
Getting
through.
Ready to go in these like chic like Bentley right. golf carts.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm coming with. I yeah. can like
You can
let
always
me be your
learn
tour
something
guide.
New.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bianca's telling them like, oh, that's Lindsay's residence over there, like, and we see that it's guarded by like armed guards, like yes. no one's getting
in red
there.
Wigs
mm-hmm, totally
yeah
and
oh there are a bunch of also Lindsay decoys around the property
yes.
people who are doing the dance, people who are like, you think that Lindsay's always partying with you.
Yeah. And also like that's a thing on Lohan Island is that she hires people and makes them dress up as her. So there's ton. It's like Lindsay Land.
Yeah, it's lit. It's like Willy. Like. It's like the Oompa Loompas, except for it's Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, and it's just like various Lindsays everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like they all look like different versions of her in
yeah.
different periods
yes,
of her
exactly.
life.
Yes.
Like so, it's just like you're surrounded by Lohan energy.
Hi,
and like,
love.
Are they all redheads, or is it like you have like
well,
one
she
blonde,
did have
like
a blonde,
severely bulimic
yes,
Lindsay
exactly,
moment?
Exactly.
Like,
I think that we do have like a funny gag that is like the two Parent Trap Lindsays, like little kids standing in the hallway, like in
like The Shining.
The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have Shining twins.
We have
Lindsay,
The Shining. Yes, exactly.
Where you first see them and it's like scary music,
yeah.
but then they're like, hello, I'm from Britain.
Yeah,
and
the other one's like,
I'm not. So just like, and we have like a Herbie full, like at
oh
one point
God,
on the tour
yeah.
when they're going in the golf cart, you hear like a meep beep.
All the golf carts are Herbies.
Are Herbies, yes. They're like really beautiful.
Oh my God.
Like
fully adorned.
Chrome.
Yeah.
Like they cost $100,000 each for
yeah.
these Herbie fully loaded golf carts.
Yep. Correct.
So we're on this tour, we're seeing all the Lohans, we're seeing like the whole vibe of this island.
Mm-hmm.
They're being surveilled and
we are learning about Bianca.
Yeah.
So in this moment we learn that Bianca is from like humble roots,
mm-hmm.
Somewhere in like, let's say like Missouri, something like that.
Yeah.
And she moved to the city to become a reporter. But it was an investigative reporter.
Mm-hmm.
But she really lost herself along the way. She partied. She became a prostitute.
Totally.
And from that experience, she wrote a book,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a number one Times bestseller. And all the girls click in. They're like, "You wrote that book about being a prostitute?"
Yeah. Because she was like
high end call girl,
but started as like moved to the city with like $3 in
yeah.
her pocket,
yeah.
like no formal education
yeah.
beyond like high school.
Yeah,
and became like a private eye,
yeah.
then turned high-end call girl.
Yeah.
Because private eye, like, let's be real, it's kind of chic, but it's not going to pay the bills in the same way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
then she used, like, while she was a call girl, all her clients were, like, high-profile politicians
yes.
and international businessmen.
Yeah.
And, like, international politician people.
All, I mean, honestly, universal
yeah.
galaxy
so she knows like everything that's going on in the world, yeah. she has like a beat on that because yeah. she's basically fucked every powerful man that right. exists.
Yes. And everyone's like, oh my God, Carrie, wasn't that your favorite book? You recommended it to everyone. It's like Oprah with The Color Purple. Like she yeah. just gave it out on the street. She loved it so much. And Carrie cannot stand
yeah.
that this woman is in her presence.
Yeah.
Because it was her favorite book.
It was her favorite book. She's talked about it so much. Yeah. And now she's like, it's like yet another person is stealing her thunder.
Right.
So Bianca also, the reason that she knows about ISIS and everything is because she fucked Osama bin Laden.
Absolutely.
And
not just once.
Not just once. Yeah. Like, he was a client.
And, like a good lad.
Gaddafi was a client. Like, yeah, yeah, she's yeah, fucked, yeah. like, warlords.
Yes, yes.
And Bill Clinton.
She's done it. Well, honey. And Hillary. I mean, she's done it all. But,
yeah.
But all for the greater good, or so she says.
Yeah, and we think when we hear her kind of telling her story to the girls, mm-hmm. it's like, it's one of those things you just don't know, but you want to trust her and you want to like her.
But it's also so fabulous though that you're like swept away by the energy. I mean, it's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, and like we find out that she helped, like, by fucking bin Laden, she actually served intel to Obama. Yep. To like get him yeah. murdered.
She was
like,
actually awarded a medal.
Yeah, she's yeah. like a United States hero.
Yes.
That, and actually sex work in the US has been legalized now because yeah. of Bianca. So she's like a sex icon.
Yes.
But it's always kind of maintained like a certain air of mystery. Like you don't exactly, like she's not super in the press as mm-hmm, much. She mm-hmm, prefers to be mm-hmm, more behind mm-hmm. the scenes.
Well, it's the only way that she can do the good work that she's doing now.
Yeah. And so that's why the girls didn't put it together at first, because it's like, yeah, she's gorgeous and mysterious, but like,
yeah, you just never say, it's like a kind of a Cindy Sherman thing where it's mm-hmm. like you think you have an idea of what she looks like, but you really just don't know.
Yeah.
Does a Cindy Sherman reference make up for the fact that I said limes the whole time?
Yeah, that okay, was great. A high end reference.
Okay, thank you.
You are forgiven.
So one thing about it though is that is that while Bianca is talking, she and everyone is listening. Aiden's like, oh, and didn't you live in whatever? And Carrie's like, how did you know that, Aiden? And he's like, oh, I read an article about her. And you see a look between Bianca and Aiden, and you realize that they know each other somehow.
They know each other somehow.
Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. And they're like pretending.
Pretending not to know.
They're pretending not to know each other. Okay, yeah. I love that.
Okay.
So they finish up the tour, and then, like, I think there's just a bunch more, like, vacation porn. Like, they have, like, a crazy yeah. elaborate dinner.
We're in minute 10. Like, yeah. we're, like, full. like, this is
in the pits,
full-blown like, vacation
stay with
porn.
Me here. They have, like, a beautiful dinner, and it's kind of, like, exciting and exotic, and it's, like, welcome to Lohan Island, Dubai.
Yeah.
And over dinner, I think, is when they...
By the way, a masterful performance of Rumors by Lindsay Lohan, by, like, a drag queen dressed up as Lindsay Lohan
yeah.
with, like, some Middle Eastern flair.
They're welcomed... It's, like, a welcome party for Steve, where they welcome him to the hotel, yeah. like, treat him like a king.
Yeah.
They're, like, all taking pictures of Charlotte, and she's, like, now kind of starting to lean into her, like, newfound fame.
Yep.
Miranda's, like, nudging her yep. very forcefully into it, so she has no choice but to accept. And... I think over that dinner, the gang breaks this, like, they're like, Steve can't necessarily be our in because there's too many eyes on him, right. but Charlotte is the perfect in to ISIS. And, like, I think even Bianca says, like, they're trying to come up with a way to, like, use Steve's fame to yeah. find Lily.
Yeah.
But Bianca's like, people love Instagram dancers, but what they really love is a hot woman, trust me. And so then they look at Charlotte and they're like, she's
the
it.
Hottest.
Yeah, yeah, she's the hottest.
And Charlotte's like, no, I couldn't possibly, like, that's not who I am. And they're like, don't you want to save your daughter?
Yeah.
And she, like, pauses.
She, yeah, because she doesn't really want to do, like, sex work or even, like,
right.
And but this is, like, her journey in the movie yeah. is to get over being such a prude.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah. so she has to have this moment of, like,
She has to like fuck terrorists to find her daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So the next day, Bianca, like, they start their plan. So Bianca profiles Charlotte. They have like a whole interview.
Yeah.
And then Bianca like files the story.
Yeah.
And it comes out in the New York Times like 2 days later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, are we afraid that the terrorists will read the New York Times article, the profile?
Oh.
Well, they know Lily is missing.
They know Lily is missing, but maybe Lily, I don't think Lily has said like anything about her parents.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Fair. Lily has never said to ISIS about where her roots are from because she doesn't want to be outed as this like Upper East Side girl. Right, so exactly. She's really just trying to.
We don't know. We haven't flashed to Lily yet. We don't know the state of her. We don't know her condition. We don't know what's going on.
Mm-mm.
Okay. But we do know that the intel that Bianca has gotten is that Lily has passed herself off to be a young reformed Chinese communist.
Mm-hmm. Who just was like searching online and made contact with ISIS. And then through a series of like messages and recruitment,
right,
they lured her over to the Middle East.
Well, somehow, I feel like somehow like she got to Israel because, you know, like it's like somehow like she bypassed.
She like got her birthright trip or whatever.
Exactly. A little early, but yeah, she made it.
Because like also remember she is 13, but she looks and acts 18.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's just like hot and like
fully
savvy.
Bloomed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this profile comes out. Maybe it comes out in like the middle, some Vogue Dubai or something like that.
Okay.
And
I'm with it. And Lindsay Lohan is on the cover of Vogue Dubai.
Lindsay Lohan's on the cover. And then there's like a whole spread about Charlotte.
Yeah.
I think at this point they settle into the Middle East. They know they're going to be here for the long haul.
They really are.
So it's like Bianca profiles Charlotte. And then we like fast forward a month. And then that whole profile comes out.
Yes.
And meanwhile, like, Steve is doing a ton of like club appearances and hosting events and just raking in the dough. Right. Like,
so Chase of New York has shut down Carrie's bank card.
Mm-hmm.
She's not seeing any income coming in and she can't get in touch with anyone at her bank. And she's essentially had to become wait staff.
Yeah.
And she has to wear like a Lindsay Lohan wig
mm-hmm.
and like no one is like giving her money.
No one is giving her money. Okay. I think like, so something is happening with like Big's trust and like since she's not in New York, like the only way that she can like activate this like trust fund
mm-hmm.
and get any money whatsoever is to be physically present to like sign the
papers. In the will, it's more than just signing the papers. Carrie has to bring the shoes that Big gave to her to the bank, deposit them into, she can get all of the money if she puts those in a safe deposit box.
Yes. But in the meantime, her passport's been stolen.
Stolen.
She has no money. And it's a really sore subject when she brings up money because everyone reminds her about the time when Aiden was going to sell her apartment. And then she like borrowed money from Charlotte. Like borrowed the money from Charlotte.
Yeah.
And never paid it back.
And she's notoriously bad with money. Like she, all of those things that you suspected about her credit based on like all of the clothing that she buys has come back to bite her, which is a great thing from 3 to 4. It's like, this is the next part of the fashion, like exorcism that she has to go through, which is that like, no one will give her a credit card.
So maybe she gets on the phone with like someone back home, like she finally makes contact with a lawyer and she explains the situation to him, and he's like, there's really nothing I can do unless you're physically here, but if you want me to, I can arrange for there to be an estate sale of everything in your house and then I can wire you the money from the estate sale,
right?
And she's just like, no, and no. Then, like, hangs up. But, right. Like, that's basically...
obviously going to happen.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
And by the way, that whole scene takes place on a payphone in the background as, like, Bianca and Charlotte are like, looking through the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like, that is, like, she is so fucking... She's, like, eighth tier now.
Yeah, she's, like, a D storyline.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So Charlotte's the toast of the Middle East.
She's the toast of the Middle East, which is going to get her, as per Bianca's plan, introduced to some very high-end men, clientele, in the country. Because just like Lindsay Lohan got her hotel, everyone sort of essentially, you sleep there to get there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's money freely flowing, but for women, you have to do this sort of exchange.
Yeah, that's like how, even I think like Charlotte is like, really? And Bianca's like, yeah, that's just how things are over here.
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah, get over it and get under it.
Hey, the over under.
So Miranda and Bianca like work together to set up these like dates for Charlotte to go on. And so I think we see Charlotte dipping her toe in the water of like sex work.
Absolutely. We absolutely do. In a really, really funny,
yeah, it's goofy.
A goofy
montage.
It's
silly.
Yeah. Yeah, like kind of like Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies, you know, when she's like spinning around the pole and she falls off.
Exactly.
That is very much the vibe.
Totally. So like the article comes out, and that's why they had to wait, is because they had to wait for this article to come out.
Right, to raise her profile.
To raise her profile. And then the phone starts ringing off the hook of all these Middle Eastern businessmen that want to spend a night with Charlotte.
Yeah.
So they set her up on like all these dates. You see her like on a yacht. You see her like,
and always though, right before, like Bianca also has kind of this like James Bondy quality where she's like putting like something in her ear, like so that Bianca can kind of coach her through it. Mm-hmm. So Bianca's on like a funny like other like little
she's
jaunty
like on a
boat,
dinghy.
A dinghy, yeah.
But in like full scarf, hat,
yeah,
like beautiful suit,
looking gorgeous as ever.
Yeah,
yeah,
just like low key giving Charlotte instructions on what to say and to get the information that she needs.
Right.
So I think we see like a montage of four or five of these dates, like just being like goofy. And then on the sixth date, she goes out with like someone who's like a very, very dangerous guy.
Yes. And like me,
what's
like,
his name?
It's like they put her in a van that then takes her to a thing. And they unclip her ear thing. They know what's happening. Like they know what's happening. So they unclip her ear thing. His name is, I mean, here's a dangerous game to play. Sinbaden.
Sinbaden. I love that. Played by Sinbad.
Yeah, played by Sinbad, obviously.
It's his grand return to feature films.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and then, like, it kind of lightens the fact that he's so evil because it's Sinbad.
Sinbad.
You can't really hate him. Yeah. Sinbaden. And Charlotte actually, like, deeply connect.
Yes.
And he, like, there is a chemistry between them.
Mm-hmm.
And a vibe, and he kind of like gets her, like he talks to her a lot about like changing your religion for someone else, which she really identifies with since she did that to be with Harry, and like, and they have like just like this theological discussion that really resonates, and it's not what she thought. Like he doesn't even want to fuck, he's just like,
no, and he I think he even goes as far as to talk about his wife and child that died and how he lives his whole life trying to right that wrong, which is like very dark.
Yeah.
But it sounds very beautiful and light as he's saying it. And he turns to her and he's like, do you have children? She's like, no.
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 It's only been me.
Yeah.
Or maybe she says, I have one daughter. And her name is Rose. And we see then in the background, Lily is there. And she's watching like from a hallway. And
she sees
Charlotte disown her. And her eyes darken. And then she just like turns around and walks. And that's the
first time we see him, we just see her eyes.
Yeah. And so now we realize that Charlotte's made a huge fucking mistake.
Oh my God. I have chills.
I'm dying.
I mean, end of act one.
Yeah. We did it.
By the way, you guys were 15 minutes in. No.
I think we're like an hour in at this.
No. Yeah, point. Yeah. We're. I think we're 45.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Because
cool.
I think that the plan that has to hatch here is mm-hmm. that with Miranda and Steve, we see this truly dark moment happening with Lily Charlotte. By the way, she doesn't have her earpiece in, and Bianca's like, Charlotte, I can't hear you. Like, she's out in the van. Charlotte.
I think Charlotte or Bianca runs back in and she's like, I've lost connection with Charlotte.
Right.
To everyone.
Right. Exactly. And
Carrie's like, what? She's like holding a tray. Yeah.
She's like, 1 second, sir. It's like folding towels.
Carrie is working at full time as a waitstaff. At Club Lohan has been demoted to like the wait staff.
And what Lohan is she now?
And she is, I think she's like thin, druggy Lohan.
Like, I think at the height of it, you are like cover of W with Meryl. Like,
oh, so
Lindsay.
She has dark hair.
But now, so she was maybe like going to reach those heights, but now she's been demoted and now she's down to, hoodie sleeping in a van.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
And not only is she working there, but since she's part of the staff, she has to film the reality TV show.
Oh my God.
Someone says, if you film a reality TV show, we'll pay you $150 a day.
Lohan Island
and
rules.
And she needs the money, yeah. And so Carrie's like, fine. And so then she needs that cash.
She needs the cash.
None of her friends will give it to her. It's like they're holding out on her to teach her a lesson.
Yeah, they are. And I think that like we privately see each of them, especially Steve, like grapple with thinking of giving her money and then not doing it.
Steve's
come
on,
you see Miranda go.
Yeah. He's like, I just want to. And she's like, that's our money. Don't do it. That's our money.
She's like, that's $5,000 a post.
She needs to learn.
Yeah.
And so I love them making Carrie learn.
Yeah,
learn
exactly.
A lesson for once. So Carrie's filming this like show. You see like little clips of that, whatever.
Yeah.
And
Lala Kent is there.
Lala Kent is there. It's also staying at the hotel.
Oh, staying at the hotel.
Yeah.
But she's like, I think that eventually Lala Kent will, Carrie will get her ear a little bit. Because like Lala's like risen above the reality television of it all by marrying a very rich man.
Definitely. And I think Carrie's also just like coming across like really annoying on the show.
Yep.
And she starts like to be aware of that. And then she's like, fuck, what do I do? And then when Lala is dining there one night, they kind of have a powwow. Mm. And Lala's like, you need to be a bad bitch.
Yeah.
And like, and then we have like a fun moment of Lala coaching Carrie on how to be like,
while painting her nails or something.
Yeah. Like a bad bitch. And then she's like, you need a single. And so then they like write like a single for Carrie to like perform. And then,
so here's the thing. So to add on to that, shuffle off to Steve-a-lo has decided to do a performance at Lohan Island that it's going to be like the biggest performance. Everyone is like, everyone in the whole quote unquote Middle East is coming to see this show.
So Miranda has the genius idea that Lohan Island is going to host Steve-a-lo-con. And it's just a convention for fans of Shuffle Off to Steve-a-lo.
And you better Shuffle Off to Steve-a-lo.
Yeah, and it's dancing.
Yeah.
More dancing. And then just when you thought you couldn't dance anymore, there's even more dancing. Yeah.
Shuffle.
And so Steve is like, at the end of this whole convention, is putting on like a crazy performance with like the most backup dancers in like the history of the world.
And he has to teach new people to dance because his whole backup troop died.
Yeah. So he's having like auditions to find, he's going to dance with 600 backup dancers all in formation on a huge stage built in the ocean off
to
of Lohan
respect.
Island. To respect. Everyone's favorite song.
Yes.
Miranda's a genius for coming up with this.
Genius.
She sell it like Shuffle Off to Steve-a-lo-con sells out within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
VIP
like
wristband.
Brady can't get a ticket.
No, Brady's at college. Like, we haven't even checked in with him. Like, they have some sort of phone call.
Brady ODs, I think, like somewhere in the middle of the movie, and it is a blip.
Yeah.
It's like it barely registers.
Miranda
for them.
FaceTimes into the hospital to check on him, yeah, and then sees that he's breathing and is stable. And then yeah, she's like, okay, gotta go. Bye.
So Charlotte, I think, now is in the hotel room with this man that she has a real connection with, and they have sex.
And they like don't even have sex, they make love.
They make love, and I'm pretty sure she gets impregnated.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Lily films it.
She's so upset, she like runs off. But what you kind of get a vision of in that moment is that Lily somehow, some people are following her, she somehow has like power.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that she's like, she's gone there and is now like somehow very powerful.
Yeah.
She's like really risen the ranks quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, she like comes back to the monitor, and then we find out that he has, what was his name?
He, Sinbad.
Bin Sad. He's Bin Sad, honey. he has an in ear, and she's like, come in her.
So Lily tells him that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lily is his like child bride.
Yes.
Calling all the shots in the relationship.
Come in her.
Come in her. So, and then Lily also films them having sex, which like I think after they make love, he has some of his henchmen like, like she awakes the next morning in like this beautiful room of the palace, right, and like his henchmen or whatever servants gather Charlotte's stuff together and like boat her back to Lohan Island. And we find out when she gets back, Bianca just goes up to her and like slaps her across the face.
Exactly.
And she's like, how could you be so fucking stupid? And Charlotte's like, what are you talking about? And then Bianca just like points to a TV, and it's grainy footage of Charlotte and this guy, like a guy whose face has been blurred out.
Just like multiple positions.
Yeah,
like
just very fucking, quick cuts. Sucking his dick, like just being a filthy.
Like kissing.
Kissing like, on the mouth.
Yeah.
Saying, I love you.
Yeah.
And like all this shit, like a full blown sex tape has been released, and she's like done for.
Right. And it's also like wildly illegal in Dubai.
It's crazy illegal. Like, yeah. They're like Steve has to come and make a statement where he says that they're like longer together. Charlotte's like can't be at the hotel anymore.
And they're like, I'm sorry, Steve, but we love you so much and we will reduce her sentence, but sorry.
Maybe
Charlotte has to undergo 6 lashes. She's getting lashed.
So Charlotte then gets lashed.
Like in a like huge like public display where Steve Khan, where Shuffle Up to Steve Alokan will be.
Yeah.
Charlotte's going to get lashed at Shuffle Up to Steve Alokan.
Yeah, that's the opening ceremony of Steve Khan is Charlotte gets lashed.
The only way they can get permits.
But then, and he's like, here's what I think happens is that Steve is like, I'm sad, but I love her no matter what. And like, I'll do anything to save her. And they're like, well, women must be punished for this. So like, she will get lashed, but then she can like chill at the con. And then
yeah,
he's
once
like,
you're
okay,
lashed,
fine.
You're good.
Yeah. So this becomes the motivation to like lure ISIS into the convention.
Yeah.
Is that Charlotte just got away with like a few public lashings and like didn't get full blown stoned to death.
Right.
And that infuriates ISIS. Everyone. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yes. Okay, so all this is happening. Carrie is filming her reality show, mm-hmm, right? And I think like a big part of the reality show is them setting up is them setting up for
Sex in the City 4 is hard. Sex in the City 3 pretty easy, but when you take it into this territory.
No, here we go. I actually think we're on to something.
We are. So
what I was going to say is she's filming her reality show, but Charlotte gets sent down to like essentially to the room where Carrie is staying. Mm-hmm. That's like the jail.
Yeah.
It's like the room next door is the jail.
Yeah.
So through the wall, Carrie and Charlotte can have these conversations about life and about everything. So all of a sudden they sort of become like,
they become friends again.
Yeah, they become friends again. Like, there's a real connection. She's like, why were you punishing me? Mm-hmm. She was like, no one was punishing you. It's just that you're an entitled bitch.
Yeah, you're an adult and you need to take responsibility for your actions. And yeah, like, it's not our problem that you don't have money again.
You're like,
you didn't have to come to Dubai, but you wanted to because Aiden was coming.
Exactly. And not only that, but I know that he's fucking 10 people in this hotel right now because I was told, and you're going to find that out on your reality show.
Yeah.
But also, I'm about to get lashed.
Mm-hmm. And like, you haven't even asked me how I feel about the fact that I'm going to be publicly lashed.
And my daughter is missing.
And I've had to pretend to be a girlfriend to an Instagram celebrity for the last month and a half.
Yeah. And as she's saying all that, and she's really like coming out with like her truth, and Carrie is finally coming to grips with it, we hear and the TVs go on, and Charlotte has a little TV in her
room. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's Lily, and she's like, it looks like she's being held hostage by, you know, by terrorists.
Yeah.
And she's like, Mother, are you there? And she's like, oh my God, it's Lily. Oh my God, Lily. She's like, Mother. And then she stands up and takes the gun herself. And she's like, I'm coming to lash you.
Yes. I was going to say, Lily is the lasher.
Lily is the lasher.
And we see Lily and she's like, hello, Mother. And then she delivers like a really intense speech.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I just want to show you something I found pretty interesting. And then we see the conversation with Charlotte and Sinbad that...
Yeah. Sinbaden.
And Charlotte basically is saying she only has one daughter. And then Lily's like, I'll see you on Friday at SteveCon opening ceremony. And then the TV cuts out. So now we realize that Lily's going to come lash Charlotte as punishment.
And Carrie like doesn't know what to do, but Charlotte is a fucking mess, obviously. Mm-hmm. She can't figure it out, but Carrie in her mind knows that the way to get her friends back and for them to know that she's fully changed is to save Charlotte.
Yeah, she has to save her.
She has to.
Meanwhile, like, this reality show is filming. There's lots of drama. Like, it's like everyone's getting ready for SteveCon at Lohan Island. Yeah. Everyone's on edge. Carrie is not pulling her weight, and people are like confronting her.
There's a lot of like, where's Lindsay?
Yeah. Where's Lindsay? And like,
Lindsay won't like that.
No, Lindsay is going to hate this. And okay, so we get to the opening. Is it the opening day of SteveCon?
Yeah, it's the opening day of SteveCon. Wait, I just wanted to make sure.
Let's track everyone.
Yeah, I need to find out where everyone is.
Bianca is pissed. Aiden is, we suddenly realize, has been MIA pretty much this entire time.
Okay, very good, yeah.
He's kind of like coming and going, saying he has like international business and like rugs to buy, but like... Yeah. I think also we find out that he's like a total playboy in the Middle East.
Absolutely. That is the thing that we were tracking in the beginning that I think we need to like pick back up, is that he's a total playboy in the Middle East. Everyone loves him. They the size of his dick is perfect.
He's bought like, he has his own house out there that's like his version of the Playboy Mansion, except like very rustic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's been like just hanging out there, hold up, like partying, kind of like fucking girls. And like, I guess like, does Carrie, is she still like talking to him or like harboring sort of like,
well, I think that like
him?
when he walks through the restaurant, like she's like, hey Aiden. And he's like, hey Carrie. And like, she's like, this is so crazy. Like, I know we're not together. Like, I know that like, there's the potential that we could get back together, but like, he's just totally ignoring me.
Mm-hmm.
And he like goes to like restaurants with other women. Like,
yeah.
she saw that he saw them from a distance, like talking to Bianca, mm-hmm. like very closely. And she's like, what the fuck is going on there?
Yeah. And she, even when she and Charlotte are talking, she like keeps asking her like all these questions about Aiden and like wondering what it means. Is he trying to like play games? Is he trying to get her back? And like Charlotte's like, literally, I'm getting lashed. So like, stop. Yeah,
exactly.
And like, the whole time, like Aiden's kind of like playing. Like, he's just kind of ignoring Carrie, not right. giving her the attention that she
so
wants.
So all the reality TV drama is going on, and Carrie sees Aiden cross the restaurant, like, very quickly. And she's like, can you guys cover my shift? And she, like, puts her thing down. And she, like, runs past him. And he goes down this staircase. He goes down this long hall that essentially, like, connects the island to the mainland where there's, like, one more bit of the hotel. Mm-hmm. She goes through this, like, foresty thing, and she walks in, like, following him and, like, he goes through this gate and it's coded. She's like, fuck. So she has to climb the gate. She climbs the gate. And as she peers over, she sees Aiden and Lindsay, and they're together.
They're making out.
They're making out. And it's like, he owns this hotel with Lindsay.
Yeah. He owns Lohan Island.
He owns Lohan Island. They've been together. They're married.
He's like helped her secure all these investors.
All these terrorist, like, blood money investors.
So then we find out that actually Aiden, Lohan Island, Dubai, is partially owned by ISIS, and Aiden has been the link to it all along.
And Bianca is like Aiden's business partner, American business partner, who's been like, he's the American, and she's like been scoping out like all the Middle East locations, and she works with Lindsay as well.
Yeah.
And they,
she and Lindsay met when they were both escorting.
Yes.
And that's how they got connected with each other. And that's why she's staying here, is because they're actually just like friends at this point.
Yeah, they're friends.
And so she's met Aiden, obviously, because Lindsay, once she like partway through her escort years, met Aiden, really connected with him, mm-hmm. and like they got married. So she's been, and like Bianca was like Lindsay's maid of honor.
Absolutely.
At their beach wedding at Club Lohan.
At Club Lohan, before it was Club Lohan.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. They're like, let's put our hotel here where we fell in love.
Yeah. And like we find out that Aiden is like a very prominent, like, hotelier, essentially.
Yeah, and they have an open relationship because they're cool.
They're cool, and also it's like 2022 at this point.
Right, and Aiden knew well and good that Charlotte's daughter was missing. He had heard that same news report, and in his mind, he was like, Bianca, I have a way to restart your journalism career, because it had all kind of fallen apart after a few years. They were all going for like newer, younger, hotter journalists. And mm-hmm. Bianca was looking for the right lead. And well, he's like, I've got it for you.
He's like, let's stage. Like, they started, I think, putting feelers out. Like, he communicated to ISIS, like, we need some uh-huh. sort of American girl.
Yes.
We need to radicalize. So, like, start reaching out to, like, little American girls and get one of them to get in here, and whoever's like the best one that we can create the most news off of,
yes,
is how we'll like get a lot of press yep. for Bianca.
Yes.
Or how Bianca will be able to create press and media about them,
and that and therefore so that happened. Will that media press will come back onto the hotel, and yeah. the hotel will be a huge success.
And I think that they didn't necessarily realize that it was Lily until it was too late, and mm. like the radio report had come out that like this girl was missing. And that's why Aiden got involved with their search, is because he wants to be able to like kind of control the narrative right. and keep an eye on everyone.
Absolutely.
And make sure that it doesn't get back to him.
And what is making more sense about Carrie being put, like sort of relegated to all of the worst rooms, is that essentially like Lindsay, even though she doesn't know Carrie, is like, I can't have this woman like staying in like the finer parts of my hotel.
She's really jealous of Carrie.
Yeah, she's really jealous.
Like, she's like, we find out then that Lindsay wants Carrie dead and has arranged to have Carrie killed during
Again.
SteveCon.
Oh my God. Carrie.
And Carrie doesn't know.
Carrie
that,
can't catch a break.
No, but like Lindsay hates Carrie Bradshaw. Yeah, yeah. Like what? Like she was her icon for years.
For years.
And then once Lindsay fell for Aiden, it was like Carrie needs to die. Mm-hmm. And she's kept that kind of like chill with Aiden. Like not really anyone is looped into this, but mm-hmm. like she, I think personally, is going to kill Carrie,
right?
After like forcing her to go through all this humiliation of being a waitress and stuff, she's just gonna like shank her with like a beautiful dagger,
right? At Steve's, at Shuffle Up to Steve Locon.
So
she hears all this.
So Carrie is peering over a fence and hears everything. And she's like, Oh my God. And then
Becky,
and look, she's like, at this plan.
She's like, thank you.
So she like shimmies down the fence.
Yeah. But Aiden's like, did you hear something? And they both look up. And for the first time, we actually see Lindsay's face. Mm-hmm. And we realize that Lindsay is going to be a part of this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the third act.
Very far into the third act.
So they like think they hear, but they don't see her. And Carrie runs off to like try and intercept and like debrief Miranda and Steve on this whole thing.
Right.
And she's caught by the camera crew. Like she runs around the corner and then everyone's like, there you are. And like mics her back up and like, they're like, get the fucking work. Like, yeah, what the fuck? Like someone like, screams.
You have to fight with her.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, you're due for the scene. Where have you been all day? Like yeah. Literally, we're not going to pay you this $150 if you don't fucking go fight.
Right. Exactly.
So she has to channel like her inner Lala. And like, actually when, now that she's under like a crazy amount of stress and pressure, she's really reality star gold.
And yeah, they think she, they're the producers, like you can hear them being like, oh my God, she's gonna be the breakout star of the show.
Yeah, like we did it, we broke her.
And at that very moment, she sees Steve and Miranda walking by with the 600 backup dancers, like, and she's
they're
like,
rehearsing.
She's like, wait, and she like runs to go and get them, and they're like, not so fast, we've got one more person for you to fight with. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I can't do this anymore. And she runs back down to find Charlotte because she needs to tell someone. And when she goes to Charlotte's room, Charlotte's gone.
Yes.
Which means it's almost time.
So Charlotte's been taken to like an unknown location. And I think like this was part of the plan, is that we're going to keep Charlotte in like a prisony type of room until the opening ceremony.
Right. Exactly.
When she will be lashed.
Yeah.
So we like fast forward. Do we like wake up the next day? Like Carrie can't find Charlotte. Then I think Carrie then gets locked in her room.
Oh, she gets locked in her room?
Okay, so Carrie runs down to find Charlotte, who is in the room next to her, but she ends up in her room and she's like looking around. And then she's like trying the door, but the door's locked. And she's like pounding on it, but no one can hear because it's like pandemonium.
Wait, no, she goes into her room. I'm sorry, she goes into her room. She starts to hear that like people are like lining up for Steve Kahn, okay? Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God, like, I have to save Charlotte. What am I going to do? And she goes to open the door, and the door opens just a little bit, and it's Lala. And Lala goes, not so fast, hun, and closes the door and locks it. And Lala's in on the plan too.
Oh my God.
She and Lindsay are great friends.
Yeah. Lala gets like comped every time she comes to the Middle East.
Every single time.
And so Carrie's like pounding on the door. No one can hear her. And we see like, everyone, we'd see then like a time lapse of like, because it's the night before SteveCon starts. So we see a time lapse of like everyone setting up and like people lining up down the block to like get in. Uh-huh. And then it's like the sun rises and people start filing in. And then
the huge crowd gathers and you're like, oh my God, it's going to happen. And Carrie cannot get out of her room. And then she remembers the one little window where she stole the shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I have to get through that window. Mm-hmm. And so she starts like, she goes into the mini bar and she tries to find like all the jelly and butter that she can. And like Loen Island only has jelly and butter.
Yeah.
And like lube.
Yeah.
Essentially there's like lube everywhere.
Lube everywhere.
Yes.
So Carrie, we have a scene of her just like pouring lube down her hair and like lubing up her entire body.
Yeah.
And it's like, the window's so tight, like she can't wear clothes. So she has to be naked.
Completely naked.
And like, that's the only way that she'll be able to save anyone is if she strips away every ounce of clothing and fashion.
That's right.
And gets out that window. Lubes up and squeezes out the tiny window. So she manages to do it and she like squeezes out and then she's standing up and then we hear a husky voice say,
"The time has come."
Yeah. And it's Lindsay.
Yeah.
And Lindsay has like is flanked by body armed guard.
Just like
and brandishing. ISIS. Yeah. Brandishing like a gorgeous dagger.
Absolutely. Which we had like, which is a good callback to Samantha in the first film, who had also had a gorgeous dagger.
I love something about me is it's I love a same gorgeous dagger.
Gorgeous dagger.
It's the same. So we see then like Lindsay's like, "You thought you were so slick, but I saw you on the security footage," and like we see like there was a security footage of Carrie like looking over the fence and like running off. And so Lindsay's like fully got always, her number.
By the way, there are TVs everywhere. Yeah. Like that's how we always see everything is that like literally it's like click, TVs are on.
Yeah. It's Dubai and like,
yeah, it's like it's technology. Like government TV.
Though, yeah. It's know? Yeah, it's government TV, but also like touchscreen TV. Yeah. So, like it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so,
she's like, "Everyone always thought I was a Carrie, but I knew I was a Samantha. Or maybe I'm a Bianca."
Dun, dun, dun. And so I think like then we just cut like we're like, "Oh my God, what's going to happen?" And we cut back to the town square of Lohan Island where Charlotte has been like tied to a whipping post.
Yes, absolutely. And it's like also like she's pretty stripped bare. She's like Joan of Arc. She essentially just has like some like gauze around totally. Her fucking like tits and her
beautiful
vagina,
with that haircut and her amazing. Bone structure. Yeah.
Like it is full blown Joan of Arc with that haircut.
Yeah, it's sexy.
It is.
And I think like Miranda and Steve, like people are making reference to like the fact that they don't love that this is happening,
yeah.
But they're also like, "It's the Middle East." Like Miranda's like, "It's the Middle East." Yeah, how they exactly. do things.
No, she knows money hungry now.
Yeah, and she knows the law, yeah, and she yeah. just knows like exactly. she helped broker the deal for yes, there to yes, be yes, sex.
She represented her.
Yeah, so it's yeah. like it's just how things are done.
Yeah.
So I think music starts playing, and then like Steve
Miranda and Steve like complicit just like totally like don't care only about money,
but they're also like you gotta it's like give and take.
Yeah.
So like someone like a big celebrity comes out to like kick off Steve Con. That's not Steve.
It has to be like some weird like problematic Instagram celebrity. It's like Jake what's his name who maybe like, oh yeah his, like hanging body.
Yeah, it's like the Paul brothers. Yeah, Logan yeah, yeah, and Jake yeah, Paul yeah, yeah, come yeah. out and they're like hyping the crowd. They're like, "Y'all ready for Steve Con?" Oh, and,
but
like,
first
lashing, Charlotte's getting lashed
by her adopted daughter.
Yeah, and it's like air horns, like boop, 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 boop.
And like we see a helicopter, and then just like a long fucking ladder, and Lily
drops down. Yeah, holding a whip.
Hold it. No, it's a cane.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think.
I don't even know. I don't know how they do it over there.
I just
there.
Remember when they got like in the whatever.
Yeah.
In all those broke down palace. Whatever.
Okay, love. So Lily's holding a cane and she's wearing like very tiny sunglasses, like those oh little thin, yes, like yes. Bella like Hadid.
Yeah.
yeah. sunglasses and like a chic look. Or she's in a burqa, but like.
She's in a burqa, but then to twist it back on season two, she rips it off. Mm-hmm. I mean, into movie two, she yeah. rips it off and she is wearing her offensive Chinese bat mitzvah outfit.
Yeah. With tiny matrix tiny glasses.
And her hair back chignon. So good.
And she looks stunning.
Stunting.
And she's like, "Hey, mom, are you happy now?"
Yeah.
And Charlotte's like, "Lily, please. I love you. I love you. Don't do this to me." And then like they have like a mother, like Lily's like pretty icy. And I think as she's lashing Charlotte, like between each lash, like we start to see Lily's like hard exterior.
Well, what happens is that as she starts to lash Charlotte starts going through the bat mitzvah prayer.
Oh my God. Yes.
And like starts crying while essentially like doing her Torah readings.
Mm-hmm. And that really sets everyone off because I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, that's no, we're in a, like, not, and like the, like everyone's going crazy except for it softens Lily.
Yeah.
Who's like very much in touch with her mother in that moment.
Yeah. And realizes, I think, in that moment that all Charlotte wanted was for her to be happy. She just wanted to celebrate her.
Right.
And the reason that she didn't say that it was her daughter was to, she thought she was doing the right thing.
Right.
And that's the thing all along is that Charlotte has thought she was doing the right thing.
Always. But the funny thing is when Charlotte has done the wrong thing, like that haircut, it mm-hmm. turned out to be the right thing.
Yeah.
And so she needs to learn in that moment that like maybe being bad isn't so bad.
Yeah. But Lily does finish the lashing.
Absolutely.
She does all she does yes, all six does of all them. Six.
Well, it is the law.
It's the law. And also, like, after that, it's like each person has, like, they can start at zero again.
Yeah, yeah.
And
when
be,
you
like,
get
neutral.
Lashed, you're out.
Yeah.
You're good.
And so...
So, like, Charlotte is... bleeding.
Charlotte's like, bleeding.
All out of her back.
And everyone like, was cheering. But once the lashings are over, everyone's just like moving on. Like they're ready for the
yeah.
next
part.
Oh, and
by the way,
Steve
speaking Han. Of like the, speaking of like the bat mitzvah prayers, like people are cheering so loudly that they can't really hear. She's not mic'd. They
yeah.
can't really hear her doing
Only
it.
Lily can hear
and
her
So Lily
doing
is
it.
Like kind of quietly crying as
yeah.
she's doing
mm-hmm.
it. And so the Isis is going to take her away. And Lily's like, no, 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 I'll take her.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lily like lovingly like undoes like all the ropes. And we sit there for like 20 minutes. As,
yeah.
Like, the ropes are undone. She's like fully bleeding out.
Yeah. And everyone else like kind of walks off to like the next big thing that's happening in Steve Con.
And at that very moment, Carrie, completely naked, runs up with Bianca and Lindsay Lohan and Aiden behind her being like, I'll save you, Charlotte. And Charlotte's like bleeding out on this stage and the audience is completely gone. And Lily's like, I already did it.
Yeah. I fucking saved her, Carrie.
Yeah.
And Carrie's being now, I think, chased by... Like, so she's being
They're
bullied.
Right behind her.
They're right behind her.
Yeah.
No, I think that Carrie runs out and she's like, help me, save me. They're trying to get me. They're trying to get me. And like, and then just taking away from this like beautiful yes. moment. And Lily, like.
Lubed up completely
lubed
naked.
Lubed up completely naked. Impeccable body. Just like tight body, hot. And Charlotte like rolls her eye. Like, it's like, again. And. I think then Carrie, she's so lubed up, she like slips and falls.
She slips and falls.
And
Bianca, who has the dagger again? Bianca.
Lindsay has the dagger.
So Lindsay brandishes her dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And
she, like straddles her.
Yeah.
And
she's like lubed up in blood.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
She's lubed up, but then also has slipped in. She
slipped
in the pool of Charlotte's blood and then falls.
And then Lindsay straddles her.
And then Lindsay straddles her with the dagger. And
Lindsay's like, bring the cameras around.
Yeah.
And we realize that this whole thing is being filmed for Lindsay's reality show.
Yes.
It's all about Lindsay. And then she's like, and now the breakout star dies.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, by the way, you're fired.
And Lala's like, yeah.
And then as she's like, she like raises the dagger up to like stab her. But as she's coming down, a hand just like grabs her wrist.
And it is the hand of Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson, aka Louise, goes, I don't think so. And like throws Lindsay off
throws her like
and
into Carrie, the water.
Into the water.
It's an island.
Into a nearby fountain.
Okay.
And Carrie goes, Louise, I thought you hated me.
And she's
and she
like,
goes, I do hate you. But I also love you.
Everyone hates you. And that's why we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think like Jennifer Hudson, aka Louise. So Lindsay's thrown off.
Lindsay's thrown off. And then Aiden's like, Louise, like, I thought we had a deal. Like, I set you up with all of these business partnerships or whatever. And
he's like, I am the reason that you were able to franchise out to the Middle East. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. And Louise is like, I'm choosing the side of good.
Yeah. Like, she's like, you don't own me.
Yeah. And she takes the purse, and we realize that she's wearing the purse that Carrie gave her,
mm-hmm.
and she smacks Aiden in the head, and she's got, like, it's just filled with, like, fucking,
yeah, like, it's filled metal. With, like, weapons.
Yeah, weapons.
Yeah, so she hits Aiden in the head, he falls over, she opens her purse. Spill. Yeah, weapons spill, and then she, like, grabs a gun and, like, points it at Bianca, and she's, like, Bianca's, like, trying to run away, and she's, like, stop! And then Carrie grabs like another weapon. So they're like all weaponed up.
Right. And while this is happening, by the way, Steve is performing. There are fireworks, glitter, people are screaming. He's like, shuffle, 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 shuffle,
yeah,
shuffle.
It's in the evening now.
Yeah.
And like it's like sunset. It's gorgeous. And like a beautiful performance, like golden hour sunset. And like Steve and his 600 dancers, Miranda's on the side of the stage, like clapping, like she's totally
and,
lost.
Like a tear in her eye, like she's like, wow, like we really made something together. So yeah. They're totally not even involved.
They're not even involved. And as all this like action is going down, it's like the sky's being lit up by like crazy pyrotechnics and mm-hmm. fireworks. And so then I think Louise and Carrie, they round up Lindsay, Aiden and Bianca.
Right.
And they're like, where's Lily right now? Is she with them?
So
then Lily, I think, grabs a weapon.
Yes. Lily has dragged Charlotte off to the side, who is like still like pretty immobile.
She's not
from
in good shape.
Lashes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lily could have done it a little softer.
She drags Charlotte off to the side and puts some like palm leaves over her kind of like hide her.
Yeah. Very good. And Lily grabs a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, and that's the thing. So they've rounded up everybody, and Lily grabs a weapon. And she's like,
maybe Lily grabs a weapon, and then she's like, not so fast to Carrie and Louise. So then,
mm-hmm.
or she has one gun pointed at Carrie and one gun pointed at Bianca. And then she's like, you guys are coming with me. And she leads everyone into the crowd that's watching Steve's performance.
Okay.
And then in the middle of the crowd, when they're like shoving their way through, she's holding everyone at gunpoint, or like everyone's holding everyone at gunpoint. So they all kind of have to move.
Mm-hmm.
And they get into the middle of the crowd, and Lily rips off her shirt, and she's wearing a bombing vest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, this is what it's all leading up to.
Yeah.
The cameras are rolling. Like, the reality show's fully filming still.
Yes, absolutely.
And Lily, and there's like a clock ticking down on her vest. And the performance, like, people are screaming. The performance, like, kind of comes to a halt.
Oh my God, I have chills.
And Lily's like, reveals that she's gonna, like, blow up Lohan Island.
Yes, exactly. Like all of these material things, which I think is like the larger thing of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all of this wealth, all of this material, all these fashion, all this everything is like, this is the problem with the world. Like we need to start anew.
Mm-hmm.
And she clicks the button and the bomb doesn't go off. She's like, click, 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 click. And Carrie's like, jumper, and they all jump on her and they essentially like rip Lily to shreds.
They kill her
The crowd kills her, rips her to shreds, and at that moment Charlotte looks up on a big screen TV
and sees Lily
being ripped limb from limb.
Whoa, this took a turn.
Yeah, I think it's been a whole turn. I think it's been really turning the entire time.
Holy shit.
And while that...
So Charlotte's like crying.
Charlotte is a fully...
She's weeping. She's basically like Anne Hathaway and Les Mis style, like short hair, like beaten down, just like weeping, sobbing, watching her daughter,
right,
her radicalized daughter, get viciously torn apart.
Carrie sees her being torn apart. And then we see that one of the reality cameras is now on Charlotte. And Carrie looks up and sees that Charlotte is crying, seeing Lily being torn apart. And she realizes, Carrie wearing no clothing, that maybe actually Lily was right. And she picks up the bomb and she clicks it and she blows everyone up.
And there's like a beautiful explosion.
It's a beautiful explosion and the whole screen goes white. And we wake up to like doop doop, doop doop, doop doop, the sounds of a hospital.
Yeah.
And we wake up, eyes peel open, the camera pulls out just a little bit, and we see that short pixie haircut, and it's Charlotte. And Charlotte is birthing Sinbad's baby.
Charlotte's the only one who survived.
The only one who survived.
Because she was far away and covered by those little palm tree leaves.
Well, or so you think. And then she was covered by those palm tree leaves.
Yeah.
And then she's like going into labor like very early or whatever. But she's like alone in a New York hospital. You realize that some time has gone by.
Yeah.
And she's alone at this hospital.
She's been in like a coma in this hospital with a child.
With a child.
The entire length of her pregnancy.
Yes.
And I think that you see that Miranda and Steve survived.
Absolutely.
And she has the baby.
Yeah.
And they come in. But Steve's, like, one of his arms and legs were blown off. But they're replaced with, like, really chic new age, like,
right,
prosthetics.
Yeah.
And his Instagram following.
It's
only raised his profile. And actually his dancing is even better now.
Yeah.
Because of, like, technology.
Yeah.
And, like, they're legitimately like wealthy. Like,
yeah.
Miranda, Steve is like a billionaire.
Yeah.
And they come in and they like just surround Charlotte.
And they put the baby in her arms and they're like, it's a girl. What do you want to name her? And Charlotte says,
Lily.
Carrie. What's her last name?
Lily Carrie Bradshaw Goldenblatt.
Yeah.
Like, and then Miranda says, also FYI, your divorce papers just got signed. Because I just realized that Harry has been nowhere in this.
Well, I think that Harry, I mean, potentially, yes. I think they've gotten divorced because I think that once Rose caught wind of it, she did kill herself.
Yeah. There's tragedy. This movie, you think it's going to be another comedy, lighthearted, with like a dancing, funny moments, but it actually takes a turn into just tragic drama.
Right. Well, so, and the thing is, when we're wrapping up the movie, like finally, Miranda and Steve take Charlotte and Lily Carey.
Lily Carey.
It's a double name.
I love Lily Carey.
Lily Carey, double barrel. Like out through this like secret entrance, but there's still people like screaming for Steve, blah, 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 blah. And they all think it's Steve's baby because it's not, because they think that Miranda is just his manager.
Yes.
Okay.
And we find out that the whole world has been like now made aware of this like celebrity girlfriend.
Yes.
Like, and their entire plight, and like it's gotten like, they all have gotten crazily famous.
Yeah, they're like Brad and Angie. Like, it's like they're on another level. And Charlotte at that moment realizes like that, like, she is this girl.
Yeah. Like, Steve, they are going towards the exit of the hospital. And then Steve's like, are you ready? And then she's like, I think so. And then we step out and realize that they're still like playing these roles.
Yeah, they're still playing these roles. And Miranda's like got money in her eyes.
Yeah, Miranda's in the back, like very Kris Jenner.
Right.
And Steve-O and Char are like forward, and she is the baby, and she kind of waves at everyone, like Kate Middleton, like after she has babies in wherever, England.
Yeah.
And
they get in the car and they close the door, and they kind of look at each other, and everyone has this realization, like, they're safe now. And Louise turns around And she's like, where are we off to? And they drive off into the sunset.
I love. Wow.
Wow. Ooh, that was like, a journey.
That was a journey. It's like the Godfather.
I know. I actually thought for a moment there that if you stayed with us for this long, I did think that what was going to happen is that eventually that Charlotte was going to become radicalized too.
Oh.
But then we really just went, I mean, like we went off the rails. I guess taking us to Lohan Island really put us in a new place.
It put us in a new place. And also when Carrie blew up everyone, that was something I didn't see coming.
Oh God. Did you want to fight that?
You know what? No, because I was like, this is the journey we're on.
I just thought that's the way she's going to sacrifice herself.
Yeah, and I think that that fits. Like, she's like, if I can't have fashion, I can't have Aiden, like, I'm naked.
Yeah, like, start again.
Like, this is a mess, yeah. And I don't want to be on reality TV.
I should kill myself.
I should kill myself and everyone around me.
And everyone around me.
Classic Carrie.
I just also love that Charlotte named her child after two people who tried. One person who successfully killed, like, probably thousands of people.
It was, like, the hugest terrorist attack.
Yeah.
On terrorism's own. But I think in death, Carrie Bradshaw becomes a hero.
Absolutely.
She becomes an American hero. Yeah. And actually, the rub of it is that she gets even more famous than Charlotte and Steve. And she's, like, truly, she stopped, like, the evil whatever.
And after the credits roll, what we see is that she's buried next to Big.
Mm-hmm.
And then
with a huge,
and then the camera, and the camera pans, huge, like, and there's Aiden, and like Aiden's coffin, Aiden's tombstone, and then yeah. It pans again. And there's Burger's tombstone.
Yeah. So and, she got buried with, yeah, all, got of her buried ex- with all of her ex paramours.
Yeah.
But hers is the hugest tombstone.
Absolutely, it's so huge. And then we see one flower go down, and we pan up and it's Mikhail Baryshnikov.
I love. He's like, Carrie Bradshaw. We see Mikhail Baryshnikov, and that's like the lead in to Sex and the City 5, which comes like 13 years later.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I think after
starring Lily Carey.
Yeah, starring Lily Carey.
Yeah.
And after this, like, the whole tone of the Sex and the City franchise shifts to, like, crazy intense drama.
Absolutely.
Like, I think that Kristen Davis is nominated for an Oscar for her performance as Charlotte.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, she's on a journey.
She's on a journey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, this has been a true delight. I'll see you back in 13 years when we do Sex and City 5.
Yeah, for Sex and City 5 when, okay, it gets funding and people are ready to revisit.
Okay, great.
Wait, what do we call this one?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, I don't want to give it away, but Lohan Island, there's so many things. I mean, we need another hour to brainstorm that.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll think about it and then that'll be the name of the app.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for going down this road with me.
I mean, I'm sorry, everybody. I really love it. I love it every time.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.